Monitor now invites you to Meet the Press, America's press conference of the air, winner of every major award in its field. Today's guests on Meet the Press will be the chairman and the host of the annual Governor's Conference, Governor John Anderson of Kansas and Governor James Rhodes of Ohio. We'll bring you today's program in a moment.
What's in a middle name? Not much political significance, perhaps, but the fact remains that a majority of the principals in the coming campaigns either initial their middle names or ignore them altogether. The most notable exceptions are Lyndon Baines Johnson and Henry Cabot Lodge. But there's Barry Morris Goldwater, Hubert Horatio Humphrey, Robert Francis Kennedy, William Warren Scranton, Richard Milhouse Nixon, Robert Ferdinand Wagner, Margaret Madeline Chase Smith, and George Wilkin Romney. Robert Sergeant Shriver, reversing the usual, drops his first name. Reporting on their activities from NBC News booths during the national political conventions this summer will be Chester Robert Huntley and David McClure Brinkley, along with 550 newsmen, technicians, tabulators, producers, and directors manning the special NBC radio and television facilities. Me? I'm William Emmett Ryan III. I'll be there, too.
Better living, an American ideal, one we are achieving. Better living is also a world ideal. And to some people, in remote and needy areas, better living can mean as little as a good meal each day, or owning the tools of one's trade. You bring them better living, in the form of food or tools, when you send dollars to CARE, New York, 10016. That address again, CARE, New York, 10016. And now, Meet the Press. Today's guests, Governor John Anderson of Kansas and Governor James Rhodes of Ohio. Our panel consists of Marquis Childs of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Earl Mazur of the New York Times, David Broder of the Washington Evening Star, and Richard Harkness of NBC News. Lawrence Spivak is our moderator.
Meet the Press is coming to you today from the Governor's Conference in Cleveland, Ohio, where we are presenting our annual interview with the conference chairman and the host governor. This year's chairman is Governor John Anderson, Jr., Republican of Kansas, and the host is Ohio's Republican governor, James A. Rhodes. Our time will be equally divided between them, and we'll question Governor Rhodes first. Members of our panel of reporters today are Richard Harkness of NBC News, Marcus Childs of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Earl Mazo of the New York Times, and David Broder of the Washington Evening Star. We'll have the first question from Mr. Harkness.
Governor Rhodes, you're going to the Republican convention, as I understand it, with 58 votes in your vest pocket as Ohio's favorite son. After you get a complimentary call, where do you think those 58 votes will go, Governor?
Mr. Harkness, the Ohio delegation meets on June 22nd in Columbus. And at that time, there will be some deliberation of what we're going to do in San Francisco, and secondly, what policy and procedure will follow. As yet, we are non-committed, and we haven't pledged our delegation to any certain candidate.
Governor, the leader of the Goldwater forces in your state claims at least one-third of your delegation. Do you think that your delegation will go for Senator Goldwater on the first ballot?
I would say that there's some feeling within our delegation from some members that lean towards Senator Goldwater. I would not know today what we're going to do on the 22nd. I think that we have a good delegation, and I think that they will listen to reason from all of the leaders of the Republican Party of Ohio.
Reason being what?
The reasoning, I said. I think there will be deliberation on behalf of the different delegates. They will have different points to present, and I think that the members of the delegation will listen, and they'll enter into the discussion and come to some conclusion.
Mr. Childs.
Governor Rhodes, Governor Romney of Michigan said today in a statement, in effect this, that the choice of the Republican Party this year is between moderate and positive leadership and suicide. Do you think that is a fair diagnosis?
Well, I have not read Governor Romney's statement. And matter of fact, I did not attend the press conference. He did speak in the caucus of the Republican governors. He outlined or alluded to some of the facts that he was going to mention during the press conference. We're going to have further meetings with the Republican governors, and I think this is, I think all the governors should express themselves. And I think this is a position that he has taken. It's his position, and I think we'll have to evaluate that during the course of the convention.
Do you think that Governor Scranton is providing the kind of moderate leadership as an alternative to Senator Goldwater that Governor Romney was talking about?
I think Governor Scranton has been an excellent governor of Pennsylvania, and I think that Governor Romney's been an excellent governor. And I think that their philosophy and ideology that they bring forth during the governor's convention is good. And I think this open controversy within the Republican Party will lead to something good.
Mr. Mazo.
Governor, here in Ohio, you've got a distinguished, a young fellow with a distinguished Republican name running as your party's candidate for senator. That's Robert Taft, Jr. How's he going to do in November?
I think Robert A. Taft, Jr. is going to be elected United States Senator from Ohio.
Well, would it make any difference to his election one way or the other who the presidential nominee is?
I do not believe so. In Ohio, we have had Democrat and Republicans to lead separate ticket on the separate ballot that we have in the state of Ohio, the Massachusetts ballot. On one occasion, a Democrat won by some 500,000 vote and a Republican won by 475,000 vote. And I think the people of Ohio vote separately and pick their candidates.
Mr. Broder.
Governor, all this talk about deliberations and caucuses and so on presumes that there's still a choice to be made. Doesn't Senator Goldwater already have this nomination cinched?
I do not know that.
Well, do you doubt that the delegate claims that his people put out? They say he's now within a matter of a handful of votes of
the
nomination.
Well, I have to be very realistic about this. I think the convention in San Francisco will determine the winner.
Is there any point in Ohio continuing to withhold its votes from Senator Goldwater at this time?
Well, no, we presented a slate to the people of Ohio, and we are not committed to anyone, and I think that we're going to, in this meeting on June 22nd, we're going to continue just as we were doing in February.
Governor Rhodes, there's a story in the Conservative National Review recently, and it said, and I quote, "It is probable that Governor Rhodes is basically anti-Goldwater." Is that true?
I'm not anti-Goldwater. I'm not pro-Goldwater. I have not been for anyone. I've not expressed myself, and when I take the position to run for the favorite son of Ohio, why, I said publicly that I am not for any candidate and I am not against any candidate.
Would you be greatly concerned about the Republican Party if Senator Goldwater is your nominee?
I would not be greatly concerned because I think that we'll have a strong platform at San Francisco, and I think that the candidate of the Republican Party is going to have to adhere to that program and platform.
Mr. Harkness.
Governor, how can you possibly, at this stage, with all the friction here in Cleveland, how can you possibly keep yourself in political limbo between the Goldwater and anti-Goldwater forces?
Well, we ran here and said publicly, and I think that we should do what we said we were going to do in the primaries here on May 4th in Ohio, that we're non-committed. We're going to carry that out.
Governor, Senator Goldwater is quoted saying just within the hour a statement that he sees no stop Goldwater move by General Eisenhower, by Governor Scranton, or by Richard Nixon. Do you agree with that?
I haven't seen anything on the surface of stopping anybody or being for anybody, as far as Goldwater is concerned.
Mr. Childs.
Governor, I don't suppose any politician in recent history has been as widely on the record as Senator Goldwater. He's written two books, he's written a newspaper column, he's voted innumerable times. You are familiar, I'm sure, with his record. Do you think that he is in the mainstream of Republican thinking?
I think that Senator Goldwater running for senator is one thing and running for president is another thing. And I think that if you will take the record of individuals seeking the position of United States Senator, even re-election, I think they have changed their position on many subjects. And I think this goes for many of the leaders of the United States Senate.
Well, are you saying, in effect, what Governor Rockefeller said today, that it will be necessary for Senator Goldwater to repudiate many of his previous positions?
I don't know that repudiation is the correct word. I think he may have to adjust himself to a strong platform in San Francisco.
Mr. Mazo.
Governor, is the governor of a sovereign state and a very important Republican Party official, do you favor the Civil Rights Bill now before the Congress?
I favor the Civil Rights Bill now before Congress.
Well, do you know how Senator Goldwater stands on that bill?
I do not know.
Are you interested in finding out?
Well, I think we'll find out Tuesday morning, and I think we'll find out before the Republican convention in San Francisco.
If you find he disagrees with you, would you not be for the senator?
I disagree with many people on different points, but that does not cause me to be diametrically opposed to them in election.
Mr. Broder.
Governor Rhodes, as a practical matter, how good are the Republican chances of any Republican defeating President Johnson?
I could not answer that in such a condition that it would be positive. I think that there's many things going to happen between now and November, and I want to assure you some of the polls have been wrong in the past. I do not know and could not make a prediction. I think that if Goldwater happens to be the choice of the Republican convention, I think he'll run a strong race in this country.
Mr. Harkness.
Governor, you talk about this meeting with Senator Goldwater on Tuesday, and we've all been broadcasting and writing about a meeting of the Republican summit, but I think Senator Goldwater won't be here because he has to be back in Washington to cast a vote on cloture.
I think that that is what I was alluding to, that he will be in Washington Tuesday morning and he'll have to vote on the civil rights, the different amendments.
Do you see any opportunity at this session of the General Eisenhower and the group of top candidates getting together for a discussion?
Not as yet, no.
Mr. Childs.
Not as yet.
There was allusion just now to your candidate for the Senate, the young Robert Taft. Would you put him, Governor Rhodes, in the moderate wing of your party or in the conservative wing?
I'd say that Robert A. Taft, Jr. is a moderate Republican.
How would you compare, incidentally, his very distinguished father, the late Senator Robert A. Taft, his conservatism with Senator Goldwater's conservatism?
Well, I think that Robert A. Taft, Sr. was very conservative with the pocketbook. And I think on many occasions that his record showed that he was very liberal with the individual, with his rights.
Mr. Mazel.
How important, Governor Rhodes, is the platform, the party platform that's adopted at national conventions?
I think this year it's going to be most important, and I think that the Republican candidate is going to have to adhere to it, and I think he's going to have to follow it, and he's going to have to talk what is in the Republican platform.
Well, how would you know that that's the case? The platform is adopted before the candidate is nominated, and suppose you find a candidate that doesn't go with your platform. Incidentally, do you believe in the platform as passed in 60? Is that what you want this time, or what?
Well, I would say that a candidate would make a mistake if he did not follow the platform adopted at the Republican Convention in San Francisco.
Gentlemen, we have less than 2 minutes. Mr. Broder.
Governor, your party was clobbered in this state in 1958 on the right-to-work issue. Do you think Senator Goldwater can carry the state unless he repudiates his support of right-to-work?
I think he's going to have to change his position if he's been in that position. And I think that running for the Senate, I think that we have many people serving in the United States Senate that have been on both sides of many subjects. And I think that he's going to have to adjust his position on some of these if this is his position.
You say adjust. Don't you mean repudiate?
Well, change, repudiate, or whatever you want to call it. It's a good word.
Mr. Harkness?
Governor, will a Stop Goldwater coalition at this time, if it comes, split the Republican Party irretrievably?
Well, I think open discussion of the Republican principle is very good for the Republican Party, and I think out of this will come something good here in the city of Cleveland.
Well, seriously, sir, do you see Senator Goldwater and, say, Senator Keating of New York being able really to unify and march shoulder to shoulder through the setting sun to Election Day?
Well, I think you would have to ask Senator Keating and Senator Goldwater that question. I do not know.
Mr. Childs.
Just to sum up what I gather you believe, Governor Rhodes, you think that as of now, Senator Goldwater has the nomination and the convention will not be an open convention. Is that right?
I do not believe that. I think it will still be an open convention.
But what will keep it open with Senator Goldwater having well over 600 delegates?
Well, I think he's going to need more to sense that. I think he'd have to claim something like 715 votes.
Well, he is claiming that, as a matter of fact.
Well, I haven't heard that as yet.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but half our time is up. Resuming our interviews from the Governor's Conference in Cleveland, you've just heard the host governor, James Rhodes of Ohio. Now we're ready to question the chairman of the conference, Governor John Anderson, Jr. of Kansas. Mr. Harkness.
Governor, I'm certainly not one to rub salt in old political wounds, as you understand, but you were defeated as a delegate to the Republican National Convention. Did the Goldwater people give you the business out in Kansas?
Well, it was a factor in the convention and in the selection of the delegates. I don't want to say it is the only factor.
Mm-hmm. Whom do you think your Kansas delegation will support?
Well, right now, our Kansas delegation, with 20 delegates, all selected, would probably show about 11 votes for Goldwater, and 9 of them, I think, today are uncommitted and not certain in their voting.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you may miss the bandwagon like Ohio.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to miss any bandwagon.
Mr. Childs.
Governor, you took part with this in this caucus this morning at breakfast with the 16 Republican governors here. How many of those governors do you think are for Senator Goldwater?
Well, I don't know, really, how many would be for Senator Goldwater. I know that there are some governors that are for Senator Goldwater from the standpoint of their state delegations. There are some that personally are for him. There are some running for the nomination themselves, and some, I think, would lean toward the nomination of someone other than Goldwater.
Now, some of these Republican governors are saying that it's essential to hold a session with Senator Goldwater, either here or apparently it will come later, to clarify his views. Do you think this is going to be essential before San Francisco?
My personal opinion is that it's not essential, and I think this really is more up to Senator Goldwater than it is to anyone else. I think it's a question of whether or not he would want to meet with the Republican governors while they're all together here in Cleveland at the conference.
Well, then, do you draw from this that you're perfectly ready to accept his views as they stand today?
Oh, no, I don't mean that at all. I mean that the governors would welcome talking with Senator Goldwater at this conference, and I'm sure individually any of them would welcome talking to him before the convention or after the convention. But I personally don't feel that by discussing problems with Senator Goldwater that we're going to change his views on anything at a single discussion.
Mr. Mazo.
Governor Anderson, General Eisenhower and others have been saying that they would like the Republican convention next month to be open. Do you think it's going to be open, or is it all closed up to Senator Goldwater?
I think it's probably pretty well closed up, but I don't think any of these conventions are that easy, and I don't think they're that near over prior to the actual holding of the convention, except in the instance of nomination of a man for a second term or the elevation of someone such as Vice President Nixon 4 years ago.
In other words, you still think it's possible somebody else might get the nomination?
I think a lot of things could happen.
Well, who? You can't beat somebody with nobody, so who?
I understand. You can't beat Senator Goldwater with anyone who is not a candidate, and right now the only man that's a declared candidate is Governor Rockefeller, and I take it that he's going to go right up to the convention.
Think he's got a chance of beating Goldwater for the
nomination? Well, I think the California primary was pretty decisive in that.
Mr. Broder.
Governor, many of your colleagues are understandably inhibited because they are in office and running for office. You are not a candidate for re-election or for any other position. You're not going to the national convention. Wouldn't you like to say now candidly what you think the effect of a Goldwater nomination will be?
Well, now, I'm going to the national convention. I'm not a delegate, and I'm interested in politics, and I think I will be as long as I live. But I'm not interested in saying things that are going to be harmful to Senator Goldwater, nor harmful to the party. From the standpoint of this delegation or the convention in San Francisco, and really I don't presume that if I were to say something today that it's going to change anything.
What is your prescription for a way in which the Republicans could possibly win in 1964?
I think a Republican can possibly win in 1964 because I think the Republican Party today and its principles stand for the interests of the people nationwide and the carrying out of the principles of our form of government. And all we have to do is carry this message to the people.
Governor Anderson, would you like to see another candidate, or would you be satisfied to have Senator Goldwater a candidate for the Republican Party?
Well, Mr. Spivak, I think that that in any of these election processes that an open convention till the actual nomination is in the interests of the people generally.
That wasn't the question, though, Governor.
Well, I thought it was.
Would you like to see Senator Goldwater the Republican nominee, or would you prefer to see somebody else the nominee?
Well, I think I made myself perhaps clear on that in Kansas, that that I preferred to keeping our delegation being an uncommitted delegation when they were trying to get a Goldwater delegation in Kansas. And I feel that from what Senator Goldwater has said in his talks throughout the nation, that probably he might differ from my viewpoints from the standpoint of moderate progressive Republicanism.
Mr. Harkness.
Governor, riddle me this. The Republican Party has shied away from a regular old guard Republican since Alf Landon and perhaps Herbert Hoover back in 1932. Now, all of a sudden, after turning down Bob Taft for so many times, now your party seems destined to choose a real conservative, a man backed in some instances by the extreme conservatism. What's the change in the Republican Party all of a sudden? Frustration?
No, I don't think it's frustration. I realize that the tags are put on candidates, and I realize that Senator Goldwater has been tagged as the conservative candidate.
He's not the liberal. We can agree on
he's
that.
He's not the liberal. But I think he can... I think that Senator Goldwater, if he's nominated, and he will support the platform of the Republican Party made at San Francisco, that he can carry out a campaign that will present the views of the Republican Party.
Mr. Childs.
Governor Anderson, you spoke very confidently in answering Mr. Broda's question about winning the election this November, but I'd just like to remind you that I recall vividly the Governor's Conference of 1952 when you had 27 out of the 48 Republican governors, then 48. You now have 16. Doesn't that represent a rather serious recession in Republican strength?
Yes, it does. And we have less than the number that we need in the Senate and in the House today, and there's been a recession there. There are differences of ideology and principles within the party, but there likewise are great differences within the Democrat Party today. And a lot of the programs that I'm sure the people in the nation today would like to see move forward are on dead center with a great majority in the Senate and a great majority in the House and a president in the White House in the Democrat Party, and it's been that way now for more than 3 years.
Mr. Mazel.
Governor, two of your newest and perhaps most important governors were on center stage here at the Governor's Conference in Cleveland today. That's Scranton of Pennsylvania and Romney of Michigan. Did they make much of an impact?
Well, I talked with Governor Romney this morning, and I think what he said would make an impact. I heard Governor Scranton at his press conference a while ago. Governor Scranton refuses to be moved as a candidate in this, and to the extent that it would require that, I don't think that changed or made any impact.
Well, is it likely that one of these two gentlemen may emerge as the moderate candidate against Senator Goldwater out of this conference?
I kind of doubt it, because I think Governor Romney simply says he's not a candidate. Governor Scranton said...
everybody says he's not a candidate.
Just a while ago said he's not going to be a candidate.
Gentlemen, we have about 2 minutes. Mr. Broder.
Governor, if Senator Goldwater is nominated, you'll support him, I suppose.
I've said that many times.
And campaign for him, if you're asked?
And campaign for him.
Tell me
and
some...
And I think party responsibility requires this, and I'm sincere in it. And I will add to that that I think Senator Goldwater would carry my state of Kansas.
Tell me some arguments you'd use as to why Senator Goldwater be a better president than Lyndon Johnson.
Well, I think I mentioned one argument a while ago that we've had... a Democrat Party in control of Congress and the White House now for a long time. One of the real great issues facing this country that everybody recognizes is civil rights, and it's going to take the Republican members of the Senate to get something done on it. I think that's being recognized. And just numbers back there haven't seemed to get it done. Where there's been a lack of progress and the Republican Party offers its support and action, I think the people may give some attention to it.
Mr. Harkness.
Governor, it seems to me that Governors Scranton, Rockefeller, and Romney virtually read themselves out of the Goldwater Party today. Where can he go for a running mate except Richard Nixon?
Oh, there are a lot of able men in the country with backgrounds in politics that would make good running mates for the nominee, I think.
I won't say name two.
Short one, Mr. Child.
Governor Rockefeller, Senator Scott, many Republicans have said that a Goldwater ticket would endanger Republican office holders in their state. Do you think this would be true of Kansas?
No, I don't think it'd be true of Kansas. I think there may be a danger in some states. At least it's been explained to me that there's more of a possibility of it where they can vote a straight ticket with one X or by pulling the lever. We don't do that in Kansas. Our voters must vote for each candidate, and there have been a lot of crossing of party lines in recent years, and I think the voters are discerning and vote for the man that they want to.
Mr. Mazo, very short. I'm sorry. I've got a cutoff sign. I have to interrupt. Our time is up.
Thank you, Lawrence Spivak. In just a moment, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of this week's Meet the Press interview.
Buckle up for safety. Buckle up. Buckle up for safety. Always buckle up. Pull your seatbelt snug. Give an extra tug. Buckle up for safety. Buckle up.
Buckle up for safety. Buckle up. Buckle up for safety. Always buckle up.
The National Safety Council says, if you don't have seatbelts, get them. If you do have seatbelts, use them.
We all know about the problems in American education. Classrooms overcrowded, teachers underpaid, and costs going up and up. And this at a time when the country is crying for trained manpower. There is a way you can help, and that's by supporting the United Negro College Fund. Each year, 32 private accredited colleges and universities make a single appeal through this fund. All of the United Negro Colleges are located in the South, and in many instances, they provide the only source of independent college education for the Negro population of the area. You will be helping where it's really needed, for the thousands of students in these classrooms represent a reservoir of highly skilled manpower, and many of these students could not be there without the money provided through the United Negro College Fund. Send your contribution to the United Negro College Fund, 22 East 54th Street, New York City 22. Now, more details on Meet the Press. Today's guests were Governor John Anderson of Kansas and Governor James Rhodes of Ohio. And the panel consisted of Marquis Childs of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Earl Mazo of the New York Times, David Broder of the Washington Evening Star, and Richard Harkness of NBC News. For a printed copy of today's Meet the Press interview, send 10 cents in coin and a stamped self-addressed envelope to Merkle Press, 809 Channing Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. Meet the Press will be heard again next week at this time. The guest will be Dennison Kitchell, National Campaign Manager for Senator Barry Goldwater. NBC Monitor News next on the NBC Radio Network.